ever get the feeling like your face might be showing off more than you think it is? You know, we're going to be diving into attention tracking today, and researchers are finding that our faces are like these crazy control panels, just like putting our thoughts out there.
Yeah, it's really wild how much our faces show, and we're only just starting to understand what all those little movements and expressions really mean, you know?
This time on The Deep Dive, we're heading over to Keio University. Those researchers are doing some seriously awesome work. They presented some of it at the CHI conference on human factors in computing systems, and it really changes how we think about attention.
Yeah, they're going after this problem we all have, right? Information overload. It's almost like our brains have this, like, attention tank, and it's constantly being drained by, well, everything in our world, you know, all that stimulation.
Oh, tell me about it. I feel that mental drain after, like, scrolling online for an hour, or trying to do a million things at once. But how do you even measure attention in a way that's, like, you know, actually relevant to real life?
So they ditched all that big, bulky lab equipment, you know what I mean? Instead, they came up with these really clever ways to measure attention in normal, everyday situations. One of them is thermal imaging. Basically, they turn people's faces into these heat maps that show what they're focusing on.
Wait, so you're saying my face actually changes temperature based on what I'm paying attention to?
Pretty much, yeah. Isn't it something? You see, when we focus on something, the blood flow in our brains changes to help different areas. And that increased blood flow, it can actually change the temperature of our skin just a tiny bit, and it's really noticeable on our faces.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so thermal imaging is one way to track attention, but they didn't stop there, right? What else did they use?
Right, so they also use something called electrocalography, or EOG for short. Remember those JNS Mimi smart glasses, the ones with the sensors built in?
Oh, yeah, those were cool. But what do they have to do with attention?
Well, those glasses use EOG to keep track of tiny eye movements and even blinking patterns, because those change depending on how focused a person is.
You're telling me our faces are, like, sending out these signals all the time about what's going on in our brains? That's kind of freaky, but also really neat. How'd they even test that, though? Did they have people hooked up to computers all day?
Not quite. They had this really clever experiment where people watched a bunch of video clips. Some were really engaging things, like action movie trailers. And some were more calming, like a peaceful beach scene.
Okay, so they weren't just watching for fun, right? What was the point of the videos?
You got it. They had people answer questions about what they just watched after each clip to see how well they were paying attention. You know, it helped them match up the different responses with people's attention levels.
So they were, what, messing with people's attention with different types of videos and tracking their little facial cues at the same time? What kind of results did they get?
Oh, get this. This is where it gets really cool. One of the things that really stood out was the temperature difference between the cheeks and foreheads of people who were super into those movie trailers.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying my cheeks get warmer when I'm really concentrating?
You got it. And it was especially obvious compared to people who already knew those movie trailers. It's like when our brains are working overtime to figure out new stuff, it really shows.
Wow. My cheeks get warmer when I'm really thinking hard. That's wild. So did they find anything else about, like, other parts of the face too?
You bet. They found that the tip of the nose actually got colder, especially when people were answering those questions after the videos.
Really? That seems like the opposite of what you'd expect. Why would that happen?
So the thinking is when blood rushes to the parts of your brain that are doing all that, like heavy lifting, you know, trying to remember stuff, it kind of pulls it away from other areas, like the tip of your nose.
Huh. So it's like your face is redistributing resources or something. That's so strange to think about how blood flow connects to what your brain's doing. But what about the eye tracking? Weren't they looking at blinking too?
Yeah, absolutely. They realized that when people blinked quickly, it seemed like they were paying more attention. You know, like when you get so into a book, you almost forget to blink.
Oh, for sure. I do that all the time.
Exactly. And on the other hand, they noticed slower blinking when people were watching that chill beach scene, which makes sense, right? More relaxed attention, slower blinks.
It's like our blink speed is giving us away. This is all really incredible stuff, but what does it all really mean?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it shows just how much information our bodies are always giving up without us even realizing it. And our faces, they're like these big billboards for what's happening in our minds.
Like a secret language we're just starting to figure out. This could be huge for tech. Like, what about wearables?
Exactly. Think about it. Smart glasses that can tell how focused you are in real time and maybe even help you concentrate throughout the day. No more, like, afternoon slumps or zoning out in meetings.
Now that's a future I can get behind. Anything else? Where else could this go?
Oh man, the possibilities are huge. Imagine classrooms where teachers know right away if students are tuned in, or workplaces that are set up to help people focus better.
It could even change how we talk to each other, you know? If you could just sense when someone's really listening or if they need a minute, that would change everything about how we communicate. It's crazy, right? All this tech that could change how we learn, how we work, even how we talk to each other, just from these little facial expressions.
Yeah, it really shows you how connected our minds and bodies really are. Like, we've always known that how we feel inside shows up on the outside. But now we're starting to understand how it all works.
And this is really just the beginning. There's so much more to find out. Makes you wonder what else we're giving away without realizing it.
Oh, totally. As tech gets even better, who knows what else we'll learn about ourselves and how we deal with everything around us. It's a pretty exciting time to be studying this stuff.
This whole deep dive has really changed how I think about attention. Thanks for, you know, coming on and breaking it all down with me.
Happy to do it. Always fun to dig into research that makes you rethink things.
And for everyone listening, if you want to learn more about this attention tracking stuff, go check out the full study from Keio University. Super interesting read.
And until next time, pay attention to those little cues, yeah? The ones you're giving off and the ones other people are showing might surprise you what you notice.
That's it for this deep dive. We'll be back next time with another deep dive into, well, more fascinating discoveries.